Welcome to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Get your running, triathlon, swimming, or cycling questions answered by one of the best coaches in the world today.
Welcome to this edition of the Ask Coach Perry podcast. I'm Brad Brown. I've got Lindsay Perry with me once again. Lindsay, welcome. Nice to touch base again. I put feelers out on social media a short while ago just to get a few questions to run through on the podcast. And two of them almost exactly the same. One is from Hilary Mayer and the other one is from Gwantlole. And both of them are saying they're struggling to qualify. Ntlankhole said she did a marathon in 5:35. How can she improve this? Because she's constantly running, but she just can't seem to improve. Hillary's saying she's got a similar problem. She needs to qualify before May, but can't seem to get herself faster. When she does speed work, she ends up hurting herself somehow. She's very frustrated. I think a lot of people are in this sort of boat. Lindsay, the marginal qualifiers, what advice can you give to that group of runners to get their qualifier in for Comrades?
Yeah, look, this is actually a very good question, but a very difficult question to answer in this forum, because they're not really marginal qualifiers. Look, it may well be that once they realize they're not going to qualify, they are then giving up and walking into the finish. But, you know, half an hour is a lot of time that needs to be made up before they can qualify. And, you know, without actually having seen what they're actually doing, I'm just going to assume for the moment, just based on some of the comment, that they are running enough. So, you know, a simple question of running more isn't necessarily going to fix their problem, and that they need to do some specifically targeted, progressive type of speed work. Look, hills are generally a good way of doing that. They're a bit safer. So particularly in the case of the caller that is injury prone, you know, that really needs to be done under the guidance of a professional coach, because the intensities have to be set just so that you don't overdo it. But as a kind of a general rule, something that I can give you to at least have a guideline to work on, is that if you go and run a 5K as hard as you can, then when you do speed work or hill work, you would then go and run your repeats at a few seconds per K faster. So if you were doing 1K repeats, you would be between 3 and 6 seconds per kilometer faster than your time trial pace. If you were doing 400s, then you'd be at about between 8 and 12 seconds per kilometer quicker than your 5K pace. And if you were doing hill repeats of 2 minutes or so, then you'd probably aim to be in the region of three, maybe 5 seconds faster than your average pace on that 5K. And then every 3 to 4 weeks, you'd run a time trial for time. And as your time trial time improves, that's when you increase your speed work. And that in combination with all the endurance running should bring you quite a lot faster.
Awesome stuff. Great questions. My strategy this year, Lindsay, is to finish Ironman. There's no cutoff on the marathon on Ironman. I think you've got as much time as you need. Obviously, the cutoff for the big race is 17 hours, but as long as you finish, if it takes you 6 hours to run the marathon, it's still a Comrades qualifier. It's a good strategy for me this year, don't you think?
Well, it'll work for you. it's the lazy way, man.
or, I mean, if you're a marginal qualifier, just go do an Ironman. That's the easier way to do it, is it not?
Yes, in fact, that is a good point. But unfortunately, if you're not capable of running the sub-5, it does put pressure on you to finish the Comrades. So, yeah, if you are a marginal qualifier, that's a good way to get yourself to the start line. But you've got to get yourself to the ability to run under 5 hours for Comrades to have a realistic shot of finishing on the day.
Yeah, absolutely. Also, don't forget, if you have questions you'd like answered, obviously we can't get to all the questions here on the podcast, but you can join the Coach Perry online community. All you need to do is head over to coachperry.com/join, and you can get access to Lindsay within that program as well. So go check it out, coachperry.com/join. Until next time, from the two of us, it's cheers.
Thank you for listening to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. To get Lindsay to answer your question, go to AskCoachPerry.com or email myquestion@AskCoachPerry.com.